Federal authorities have charged 5 people in Louisiana, including 3 police chiefs, a U.S. marshal, and a businessman, in an alleged scheme to obtain fraudulent U visas.
The indictment alleges that Patel, Doyle, Slaney, Dixon, and Onisha, and others produced and authenticated false police reports in several central Louisiana parishes.
Oakdale Police Chief Chad Doyle, Forest Hill Police Chief Glenn Dixon, Marshal Michael Slaney with the Ward 5 Marshal's Office in Oakdale, former Glenmora Police Chief Tibo Onisha, and Oakdale businessman Chandrakant Patel are those charged. They're accused of creating false police reports to make it appear that immigrants were victims of violent crimes, allowing them to apply for U visas.
A non-immigrant U visa is a visa that was authorized by Congress to allow foreign nationals without any official status in the United States to remain in the country under certain circumstances when they're victims of a crime or witnesses to crime.
Acting U.S. Attorney Alexander Van Hook says these visas are designed to allow non-citizens to help law enforcement and prosecutors prosecute crimes. Obtaining a U visa can provide certain crime victims and their families a path to becoming U.S. citizens. Van Hook said there was a suspicious surge in reports of armed robberies involving people who weren't from Louisiana. Prosecutors say the robberies never happened. Authorities say the officers were paid thousands of dollars for each name in the report.
Police officers were paid $5,000 per name. That's what we allege in the indictment. And that there were hundreds of names.
The 5 defendants face charges including visa fraud, conspiracy, bribery, mail fraud, and money laundering.